The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We discussed in the previous shiur the mitzvah say in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, mitzvah say tzadik beis, of gadol peres haroshoy, the act of fulfilling the nazir state of being kodosh with the sar haroshoy. In mitzvah say tzadik gimel, the Rambam talks about the mitzvah say for him to be megaleach is here when he finishes off his term in Nazirus. What's interesting is that the Rambam does not count as a separate mitzvah say the mitzvah say of bringing the karbonis of a nazir. And also in Taglachas of Tumah, where a nazir was mitam himself, in order to be mekayim as Nazirus, he has to cut off his hair, bring karbonis of Tumah, and then be mitam himself, and then start again. The Rambam counts the two parts as one mitzvah. The Rambam explains himself not over here in mitzvah tzadik gimel, but mitzvah kuf yud aleph. When he's talking about the karbonis of mitzvah, he points out that in his opinion, at least, the mitzvahs of bringing the karbonis and the cutting of the hair are both necessary as one process, kilu, they're both parts of the same process of bringing the nazir back into society in order to be mati the nazir b'shtias yayin, to make him again part of the regular world. He has to undergo the process that makes him ois nazir. What makes him ois nazir? The karbonis and the taglachas. The hair is part of the carbon. We see the Torah tells us to take the hair of the nazir, put it under, very interesting halacha, the Torah says in the parashat Nazirus, take the hair of the nazir, put it underneath the dud, underneath the pot in which was being cooked the shalmei nazir to be eaten. So we see over here that somewhat, if we want to define that symbolically, what that means is that the hair is used to power the carbon which will bring him back into the realm, if you want to say it. I think Rav Shmuel Volhirsch says it that way, that the shlomim is the carbon where he becomes again sholem with the world outside. There was a period of time that he retreated from the world and he lived in his own mitzirus, in his own world, the world of nazirus. He wasn't part of the world of tumah, the world of olam hazeh, the world of shtias yayin. As he's coming back in and he has his shlomim, his shlemus, in being sholem again with the world outside, he takes his here, he takes that experience that he's gone through, and he puts it as part of the carbon to power himself with the carbon back into the Heter Yayin. Okay, that's what we want to say to explain it on a deeper level. But in any case, back to the Lomdis, what that means is that they're both parts of the same thing. The Tiglachas and the Karbonis are part of the same thing. The Reb Sadia Goyen counts the Tiglachas and the Karbonis as two different things. Let's say by Karbon Tumah, and the Mepharshim explain, Sefer Grip, our Asag, explains that what's going on is that the Karbonis are brought separately than the Giluach. If the Nazir becomes Tameh, he has to be Megaleach, he has to start, he has to bring Karbonis, he has to start again. What's Ma'akiv his starting again, he says, the Grip, according to the Reb Sadia Goyen, is only the cutting off of his hair. Kilu, right now his hair is on him, he's in a state of Tumah, he has to cut off his hair, he has to start again becoming a Nazir, with letting his hair grow in as a Tohor. The Karbonis are not Ma'akiv, he's Mechuyev Karbonis, he can bring the Karbonis afterwards. Obviously, if one is not Ma'akiv the other, it's two different things. But the Rambam happens to Paskin in Nazirus Perek Vav Alamot Tezvov, that the Chatos is Ma'akiv his Tahara. It's really a Machlek Stanoim in Dafyut Chesem at Beis, some 20 blot ago. If it's one thing and one is Ma'akiv the other and the Tiglachas without the Karbonis is not matter, then we understand that the Rambam counted it as one thing. This Hasogus in the back of the Rambam, very interesting Hasogus, written by Daniel HaBavli. Daniel HaBavli was one of the Gedolei HaDor was the head of the yeshiva in Baghdad in the Tkufa of the Rambam. And the Chachom of Baghdad wrote Hasogus on the Sefer HaMitzvahs and other halachos in the Rambam. And they sent, there are many interesting discussions that were had with the Rambam, more with Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, to defend his father's positions against the criticisms of the Chachmei Babel, the Chachmei Baghdad. In any case, if Daniel Abali argues in the Rambam, he says no. Tiglachas and Karbonis are two mitzvahs. What is one after the other? Maybe both of them are Ma'akiv, not Ma'akiv. It's two different things. One is cutting the hair. One is bringing a carbon. It's not two parts of one ma'aseh. It's two totally separate ma'aseh. In that case, it has to be two mitzvahs. Again, like we said, the Rambam evidently holds that even though they're two distinct ma'aseh, one is a ma'aseh of Kodesh, one is a ma'aseh of Kodesh. One is a ma'isa of that we do to the guf ha'nazir, but since the you see the here is used together with the carbon, that shows us that they're both parts of the same process. The Rambam, in that case, very often counts two distinct mitzvahs as one because they're both part of one process. It's another klal in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam that we're talking about, mitzvah say, kuf yud aleph, like we pointed out, is in contradistinction to the korbanos of nozir by mitzoyra, where there's also the same tiglachas with korbanos that have to be brought. Over there, he counts it as two different things. And the Rambam says that since the tiglachas shnia, what happens by the mitzoyra in brief, is there's a first tiglachas. There's a first taglachas, he has to wait, he has to go through a tahara process. After after the taglachas, he's tahor. And then he comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he brings his korbanos. So the Rambam explains that after he goes through the taglachas, he's tahor. Then on the seventh day, he comes and he's mitayar himself again. They cut off his hair again as he's bringing the korbanos. But before that, he already was tahor. The korbanos are not mitayim, he was tahor. He has a state of semi-tumah, which is called mechus kippurim. It's a weaker tumah, which doesn't have too many dinim. It's really only a din vis-a-vis kachim, trumis. He's tumah because he's missing the carbon that will finish the process. But that tumah is not a real tumah. We've seen the Rambam in several places understands that mechus kippurim is not a lower madrega of tumah. He's tahor, but has some of the qualities of a tome. He can't be mitame anybody else. He has some of the qualities of a tome because he's missing a kapor. He's not tome. A lot of rise to this now. It's not the time and place for it. But suffice it to say that this is a strong ride. The Rambam is saying that the fact that he's tor after the first tiglachas, the fact that he needs another tiglachas, and then bring karbonis to get off his state of mechus kippurim has nothing to do with the title. We see that's two distinct things. Whereas, like we said, korbanos of tumah, the korbanos and the tiglachas are both part of what makes him Torah again. So there it's all part of one thing. But like we said, by mitzvah, it's two different things. The lashon of the Rambam is, and they both matter him, kibbutzam yesh bem tachnus echod, they're all part of the same process. What's interesting is that this that we say that by tiglachas of tahara, that the korbanos and the tiglachas, the shaving, is all part of one being matir him liyayin. They together bring him back into the world, like we said. The problem is that seems to be machlokes b'lozon lechachom on daf mem vov. The Rambam himself paskins that the korban is matir without taglachas. How can you say that's one thing? The same way he says by mitzora that since the taglachas is mitayer and his Torah is only missing, the kapor is only mechus kippurim, so that defines that the mitzvahs afterwards of bringing korbanos is two separate mitzvahs. Taglachas with tayer, that's one mitzvah say. Then afterwards, a week later, there's another mitzvah say bringing korbanos. Why don't we say the same thing when we're talking about the korbanos of a nozer? The korbanos of a nozer, the Rambam paskins that the korban is matirim without the taglachas. So what the Mefarshim understands, this is a Shver Kasha, the Mefarshim understand that what we see is, since we see that the other Mandoma, Ribbalozim, holds that they're not Makiv, one is not Makiv, I'm sorry, that both of them are Yem Makiv, what we see is that the gist of Tanoim, the Tanoim held that it's one thing. The fact that we hold that the two, one is Makiv without the other, is just a prat in how to bring the Korban. But it doesn't mean that he argues in principle, in which case the halacha is still, there's no machlokes tanoim about the etzem fact that the korban and the korban is by nozir are part of one process. So in summary, the Rambam seems to hold that the korbanos with the taglachas are two parts of one mitzvah, of one mitzvah, even though maybe one is ma'akev, but one can be done without the other. Similar, let's say by tzitzis, we have tchelis and we have lovan. It's two different things. The tchelz is not makav the lovin, the lovin is not makav the tchelz. And still the halacha is that the Rambam counts as one mitzaseh. Why? Because they're both parts of one mitzaseh. The fact that Rambam is being a manda omer holds that you need both them work together, v'zev is lo yzeh as makav, is only to shore up his point. That's one thing. Another few applications on a lamdusha level of this idea. Are karbonis of a nazir, again, what's our chakiru? If the karbonis of a nazir are a separate chiyuv carbon, same way every yid has a chiyuv to bring karbonis, person chalil does not vary, he has another chiyuv to bring in a carbon. If he's negligent, if he's lax, then he has a chiyuv to bring in a carbon oil, if he's did not vary foil, brings a carbon chattis, a nazir brings a carbon shlom, carbon shlomim, the Osham of a nazir and the chattis of a nazir. The chattis of a nazir opens up a whole idea, which is something that we discussed before. The nazir has been separated from the real world, so to speak. He's now, on the one hand, he's in the state of kedusha. On the other hand, the real battle of life is in real life. So when a person steps out, it might be necessary for a nazir. But when he steps out of the real world, what he's doing is he's really avoiding the real battlefield. In that sense, he's missing something. The chatos that the nozer brings is the chatos. Chatos doesn't only mean naveru befoil. Chatos is a loshon chito, is miloshon missing, lack. He's lacking in the shlemus that he could have. It could be that sometimes a person has to retreat. Is it sometimes important for a person to go out and bring others close to the Rebbe? Yes. Should a person necessarily stay in the Beis Medrash his whole life? Not necessarily. Sometimes, or for sure, for everybody at certain points in their life, a certain stage of development, until a certain stage of development, the only way for one to develop into a Dovah Sholem, in order to be able to go out and reach others, is only by sitting in the Beis Medrash. So there might be a certain lack, but that lack might be Rotzen Hashem. The Nazir is called Nezer Elikov, Kodesh Yeh, but Lamaise, he's lacking something. He's lacking in his connection to Shleimut. In that sense, he brings a Korban Chatas, not because he didn't have it. In any case, the Korbanos of Nazir are they the separate and distinct Chiyuv Korban that could be in any situation in life, now happens to be the Nazir's Mechuyiv, or they're a Chelek of the Nazir's Giluach, which brings him back, like we said, to the real world. The way we said the Rambam is that's one thing. The Gemara has a discussion in later on, Daf Samach Aleph. There's a discussion about the fact that there's no Nazirus La'akum. There's a Shalud, whether it needs a Pasuk or not. Tosfos says over the year that there would be a Havamina that a Goy has Nidre Hegdish. If a Goy has Nidre Hegdish, then he could also bring himself to a Nazir state in order to bring Karbonis. The way we're saying, the Karbonis are not a function of their own. There's no din of karbonis of a nazir. The karbonis of a nazir are part and parcel of the nazir process. If there's a din that the nazir, that a goy, there's no reason to tell his megala the din of nazirus by yid, there's no reason to assume that's true by a goy. Taisu seems to be holding out, like we just said. Taisu is saying that the karbonis of a nazir are a chiyuv unto themselves. It could be that a person, a goy, would be able to make himself a nazir in order to bring a karbonis of a nazir. That would seem to indicate, not like we just said. The same Shach Lataya we could have regarding a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, where over there is discussed is a Mishkan, there's the Mizbeach of the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash. That was the central Mizbeach of Klai. So there were times when the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan was not in a permanent state of rest, where there was a heter of bomis, there was a heter of somebody, of any individual to make his own carbon. However, which carbonis can be brought on a bomis is a subject, the last part in Zvachim. Not all carbonis has a rule, only carbonis of ne, not carbonis of choiv could be brought. The question is, what's carbonis of nazir? Are carbonis of nazir a carbon choiv, like any, like a carbon chattis that's to be brought? Well, no, it's a nether, it's an adava that he brings. So we look at Rashi over there in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Afagav to be yeh melois uchoyva. Even though today the Nazir is commanded to bring the Karbonis, mikamokam ayidei nidroi boloi. The Karbonis are a chiv because of his neder, which is similar to what we said. It's part of the Nazirus itself. What we say, no. Today that he's a Nazir is mechuyv in Karbonis has to bring an Abba Gedolei, has to bring a Mishkan. Or Beis HaMikdash, that seems to be the discussion over there, but it really fits in very much with the ideas that we're talking about over here.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.